Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 24th of January, recording at 9:17 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Asia, Japan bounced in here. Not a bad performance overall. And India, much smaller percentage move, but India has remained very, very firm despite all the efforts to talk it down. And we have seen, we saw some modest losses in Europe today. Wall Street closed out the day with modest gains. And elsewhere, we see bonds, not much going on here, a little bit softer in the US, up a tiny bit in Euroland. A dollar a tad firmer following yesterday's big drop. The biggest development in here is the oil price fell back quite sharply, and is actually trading at 66.87. Now, you remember that got up briefly to 69 a couple of days ago. Now, judging from today's action, and this is hardly surprising, I mean, I had said I thought we'd see some resistance in the region of that former high, and we're getting that resistance below the Katrina highs in here, and that will steady nerves somewhat, I suspect, as far as stock markets are concerned. So against that background, I pulled out the short positions that I put on Friday. Those were the hedge short positions in the German DAX index and also the S&P 500 index, which I did very late on Friday evening. Now, when I look at the chart patterns, there's no compelling reason to actually lift those shorts, particularly for the DAX. But again, in here, the oil factor I think is hugely influential, and this may well enable stock markets to recover their nerves more quickly than would certainly have been the case, in my view, had we seen the oil price surge a bit higher. I do think, though, that we will see no more than temporary respite in terms of the oil price before that does push back upwards once again. And precious metals, it's more of this very, very volatile action, but within narrow ranges. Well, I say the volatile action, it's particularly for silver, which is all over the place. So I have sat out some rather good little baby step opportunities in here, and have continued to hold what for me is a modest long position in silver and a slightly larger long position in gold. The short-term action, it's one of those situations where, you know, one part of the day, one begins to think, these are going to fall in here, and then they rebound, and one thinks, oh, well, maybe they're going to break up out of this range. Best thing I can do is to say that this is a consolidation, and it may well continue for a while longer in here. And analytically, we should use commonality, which means that we look at the four precious metal futures, and they won't all break on the same day in all likelihood, but sooner or later, and probably sooner, we're going to see one of those break up to new high ground, leading the others, or doing the opposite, breaking down out of their current trading ranges. Right now, in terms of firmness, the one in the pole position is platinum. And what else to mention here? That's pretty much it. Overall, this is a very short audio, but it's been a pretty quiet day in here. In terms of the US dollar, and some further queries on that, and I just think we're looking at a dollar that peaked in November, as I've said many times before, and that is ranging back downwards. This was always a forecast for 2006, as you may recall, ranging back downwards towards that 80 level, near the historic lows on the US dollar index. When I say ranging, I think we'll see more of what we have seen. We'll get 3 weeks or more of a sideways trading pattern, and then another step down by the dollar, and then more ranging and so on. One of the things that's certainly slowing the dollar's descent, and likely to continue to do so, is the upward pressure on short-term interest rates. And I don't expect the dollar to be falling all that rapidly until it gets much closer to the 80 dollar 80 level on the US dollar index. And other than that, all the big themes in here still apply. In other words, supply and elasticity meets rising demand, and with precious metals, we can also add the remonetization of these metals in the eyes of investors. They're the only hard currencies, as far as I'm concerned, which is why I've pretty much lost interest in trying to play some of the little short-term swings that we are seeing in the currency markets, because I don't like any of them, really. And I do like, though, the monetary metals, and own most of them at any given time, mainly in trading accounts, because that's the most efficient way to do it. I also very much like the emerging market theme, but in a section I've done today in Comment of the Day, which I haven't posted yet, it's going to take me a bit longer, I have listed in descending order my main investment positions overall. And I won't repeat everything that I've written about that, but except for two quick conclusions, this does not look like a propitious moment to increase any of those positions. And I'm a little overweight in what I regard as a bit speculative gold shares, and I'll be doing some readjusting of that portfolio as time goes on. But one of the main features I'm leading up to is in Comment of the Day will be what is going to be on my shopping list as I deploy some of the cash that I've been able to build up from trading. Where will I deploy that cash in terms of more conservative, longer-term investments, given a decent buying opportunity in stock markets later this year? And I'll be covering that in future comments of the day shortly. All the best.